fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 4th day of October, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, Republic Broadcasting, live broadcasting begins at 0700 Monday through Friday, and we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance this morning. I'm proud to say we have Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi to do the pledge with us and for us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John, and good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, as always, Deputy. Any updates on your continuing research into your area response to COVID-19? Clot shots?
Well, I found out recently, John, I found out about a year ago, a friend of mine had passed that I had known for 20 years. We met when we were at the Mississippi Department of Corrections and became friends. That was back in 2001. And we became good friends over years, went out and had steaks together, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Socializing.
Right.
And when he passed, he had his, the only thing he had to communicate with me was his cell phone, and he had it locked, so his daughter and his brother couldn't get a hold of me to let me know he had passed. I'm telling you this because they reposted his, stuff on Facebook, blog, because his birthday was the end of September. Well, I found out through that reposting that he had admitted to getting the clot shot. That's why I'm telling you all this. So I have a sneaky suspicion, because he had no prior health issues, John, that, you know, to speak of. Maybe it's a high blood pressure, things like that. But he was otherwise pretty healthy. And then when I read where he admitted to getting the clot shot, I said, well, I bet you that was what did him in. Can't prove it, but, you know, putting everything together, I believe that's what did it to him.
I agree that's the most likely cause. What we're finding out is that everybody who's got any of the clot shots has heart damage that is very subtle and relatively undetected without special diagnosis. That appears to be the case, Deputy.
Certainly. But anyway, that's the only thing I have to report on that. But you know, like I said, again, I know it's a personal issue, but it definitely hit me when he, when I saw his reposting of his brother put out on the, him getting that clot shot. So, yeah, I said, oh, that's what killed you.
Any idea the time from the clot shot till his death?
Well, he got it back at, what he wanted, the, was it the 2021 time frame when they were mandatory? He worked at the shipyard down there, and they did make it mandatory for a lot of shipyard workers to get the barbers employed. A lot of them had to leave.
Okay. Anything else, Deputy, before we get away?
Well, I just want to wish y'all a great day, as always. And, of course, it was last month when I last talked to you. I meant to tell y'all have a good 1st of October. And it's Oktoberfest in Germany, for those who are familiar with it. And some very cool weather. I had some postage by a friend of mine in Hazelwood, Missouri. And I already saw where they predicted some lows in the 30s and 40s for y'all up there. So take care and God bless you and have a great day. And as always, Kudzu's King.
Roger that. Thank you for the call, as always, Deputy. And we have patient Wayne in Greenham, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO and much of it is organic. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It's great to be with you this morning.
Yes, your audio is perfect. Thank you. Well, what's new in your part of Texas, sir, if anything?
Well, just some interesting chatter, John, about this emergency broadcast system today. So I was going to get your expertise and see if you'd heard anything about this. There's a lot of people out there saying, turn your phones off between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. This is like a 60-second emergency broadcast system, and I guess the chatter is it's much more than that. It has something to do with tracking people's phones, find out where they're at, and compiling that information, right? Have you heard anything?
Well, I'm hearing the same things. I'm asking people to just regard as a test themselves. Putting your cell phone in a Faraday cage during the time would be a wise thing. If you don't have one, if you have a microwave, put it in a microwave. That will act as a Faraday cage. And personally, as well, I've got Faraday bags. I'll just put my cell phone in a Faraday bag for that period of time, and it won't be part of the test. It'll be excluded from the test. Anything we can do to disrupt their procedures, I think, is a good thing, don't you?
I do. I do. And to add to that, let's say you don't even have a microwave or do both. You can take standard aluminum foil, wrap your phone, roll it over like three times and seal the edges of your phone. Turn it off, of course. Seal the edges of your phone and you cannot receive or transmit any signals whatsoever. So that's just another form of ghetto Faraday cage.
Right, right. Well, you need to insulate the phone from the foil with a bath towel would be a good choice. Otherwise, the foil just acts as a antenna. So you need to insulate the telephone from the foil to get the effect that you're looking for, but that's a cheap way to do it, and it would be very effective. You're right.
Yeah. So, folks, check it out for yourself. It's all over the internet. So, between 11 your time, Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. would probably cover that period of time, and then I guess they want to do it again on the 14th, 10 days from today. So. That being said, things are going great. I'm back in Texas. Good to be back. I got to tell you, get out of.
You were in California. Tell us what you saw out there. We'd be interested in.
Brother, crazy, crazy California. Well, I think I mentioned to you guys, the day that I came in, I found out that night that there was a robbery at the local grocery store in this very nice, tiny, safe community. Four guys came in with a ski mask on. They busted out the glass of the most expensive alcohol that you could buy, which is Patron and a few others. Took everything and walked out the door. And when I questioned and my wife questioned the checkers, they're like, you know, there's more to come, because we've got people that just brazenly come in the store. They grab meat, they grab things like this, and they walk out. And you call the police and they don't even show up sometimes, because you can. The new law is, I guess it's $900 now or more. You will not be prosecuted for that. So I think that's encouraging crime, in my opinion. And it leads to what's happening in Portland as well, and San Francisco and Seattle. These companies, John, they're just going to pack up and get out. They cannot afford to take daily losses, you know, for a long period of time. It's just not possible. It's not feasible. So it's unfortunate these folks are doing this to themselves. And these are the worst in the world. These guys they don't care. They truly don't care. They take advantage of the system, and it's very unfortunate. But now I will. And by the way, the price of fuel was $7.29 a gallon. $7.29. If you were lucky, you go to an ARCO and buy fuel for $6.79 a gallon. So I told you, I think last week, I will never, ever complain about the price of fuel here in Texas. So, on a positive note, you know, people in the smaller communities do now seem to, especially on the liberal side, looking at a different. I mean, they're not happy with the current administration because they're suffering every day with this inflation. They see that their chief is, you know, just not there. He's not there at all. He can't finish a sentence, and he needs to be medically discharged from his position. They see that as well. What that will happen, what that means in the 2024 election, I don't know. Last thing I want to offer to you is, I was listening to a podcast. I think it was with Tucker. I think it was. But there is a general feeling that people on the right, conservative Republicans, have gotten so with the mass media, you know, crap that's coming out of the left, they've almost just given up, meaning they don't want to try to fix anything anymore. They're just like, well, what? They throw their hands up in the air and they say, what can we do? You know, nothing. So that's a defeatist attitude, and I don't think that's healthy. What do you say?
Well, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. It looks like we got a call already here. Chance, we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. John, this question for you. It's my understanding that this deal about it has to be at least $950, more than that, before they'll even prosecute. I understand that statewide. That was passed by the legislature. So how can they even claim legitimacy as a government when they are allowing that kind of theft?
Well, how they just do it. I mean, your question is, how do they do it? They just do it. Nobody's going to tell them otherwise.
Well, you know, there's another broadcaster on this station, Ron Avery, who says that and he talks a lot about the border crisis, but because the government refuses to secure the borders, they've basically, you know, negated their part of the contract between the states and the federal government. And to me, that they are just, I mean, and then they don't, you know, they don't let them have guns hardly there in California to protect themselves. I mean, they're saying these guys come and steal all you want.
Okay.
To me, it's just like they're trying to start a civil war. I don't see how anybody can be in business out there.
I didn't hear a question, Sherry. Is there a question for me there?
Not really, but I just wonder, have you guys, you know, the people that you used to work for and you know, the lawyers, have you discussed anything with them about this? How do they get away with this?
Well, they get away with it because they're in charge. They're in authority. That's how they get away with it. There's nobody to tell them any different.
I mean, it's just like they're, you know, I look at the Biden administration as a, you know, especially the way they're handling the border and stuff and bringing all these, transporting all these illegals to different parts of the country, trying to see them in rural communities. I look at them as just a mafia. I mean, I don't know anybody who's I wish, you know, these cartoonists would start putting that theme in there. Anyway, I guess I'm just venting. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Sherry. Chance, you mentioned last week, I think, the incident about the supermarket. What were your other observations while you were in California about the general, the culture, the demeanor, the way people looked, the way they behaved, if any?
Yeah, I did mention last week, John, one thing that is interesting. I like to use that word because I want to use others. Here in Texas, you look around the community and you don't see maybe 1 out of 100 people are wearing a mask. And usually they're very elderly, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just the opposite, John, in California. It's like 99 people out of 100 are wearing masks. In their cars, driving down the road, walking down the street, in a store, they're all wearing masks. And I say, what am I going to say? I mean, I say to myself, look, you know, you're causing your body more harm than good by wearing that face diaper, right? And their kids have them. Their kids have them on too. And I'm just, this is just so ridiculous. And it's because they believe whatever they're told. They're like sheep, John. Right. They just do what they're told to do. Oh, here's this new variant coming out. It's time to mask up again, right? Very, very, very unfortunate. That's the general thing. There is such a separation. I haven't said this yet, but I noticed there's such a separation between the upper middle class and everyone else in California. I find that to be very commonplace, meaning the very upper class, middle class, they don't wear face masks. They seem more educated. They don't appear to share some of the same morals and values and belief systems that the others do in California. And Sherry said something that really resonates. I think what's bound to happen is, without any change in this next administration, we're just going to have a battle of the races and a battle of concerns, John, people that have and those that have not. I saw a picture just yesterday. They took a picture of Hiroshima right after the explosion and the devastation. And then they took a picture recently and how the city of Hiroshima has come back, and it's very beautiful. Then they had the same picture in the same time of Detroit, Michigan. How nice Detroit was back then. And then today it looks like it got hit by a bomb, an atomic bomb like Hiroshima.
Right.
Crazy.
Go ahead. Crazy. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Columbus Day sale of Energy Cleaner is in effect right now until midnight the 9th, Columbus Day. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. For this sale, we also have 5% off the entire order if you order with PayPal. Details, there's no details. Just go ahead and place your order at thelibertyman.com. My order takers don't have a clue about the sale. Just give them. Tell them you want to place your order, and I'll take care of the sale price. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. You ready for our next caller here, Chance?
Yes, sir.
We got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Yes. Hey, I was just going to comment that, when we... Something that really burns me up and burns everybody up, I'm sure, is like at the end of the year, like April, we go pay your taxes and they already took money out of your check all year and you clean zero so that, well, at least I do. So hopefully I won't owe more at the end of the year and then end up owing like $1,500 or whatever. I was like, we need to organize a tax revolt against the federal government. Like, why the hell do they deserve any money from us, from the state anymore? I think that's the logical next step.
Okay. Okay. Anything else, Chris?
No, that's all I had.
Okay. You got a response, chance for Chris's comments, sir?
Well, I hear his frustration, John, you know, in his voice, and it's he's not alone out there. Folks say, why should I, you know, pay my hard-earned money into this system to go right to Ukraine to buy tanks and planes and missiles, et cetera? And I hear this too. I'm sure you've heard the same thing.
I hear it all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it. It needs to be fixed. The system is absolutely broken. There's too many padded pockets, too much pork belly fat in the system. But I don't see that happening tomorrow. John, what do you say?
Well, I say that people should buy a copy of the Internal Revenue Service Code and look up where they are liable for a tax and go for there. If you're liable for a tax, you should absolutely pay it. If you're not, why would you pay something you're not liable for? Well, most people won't do that. It's a 10,000-page book that cost almost $100. But that's
you know,
the
Donald,
answer.
I'm sorry. That's Donald Trump was. Said during a debate, well, that was with Hillary Clinton, and she you know came after him about his taxes. And you know he came back at her something just brilliant. He says, you know what? Yeah, I didn't pay any taxes because I enjoy the same tax code that you and all of your friends do. So,
right.
Yeah, if you know, if you've got a good bookkeeper CPA, you know the tax code, you know that you can write off your a good portion of your business and the things that you use every day, including fuel, then you're a step ahead of most of the people out there. But you have to, I mean, the system's there. You have to work within the guidelines, right?
Well, the guidelines is in the tax code, and if you're liable, you're liable. If you're not, you're not, and that's simply the way it is. Let's move on from there. We had a something that's never happened in the history of our republic yesterday. The Speaker of the House was removed. That's never happened in our republic, ever. So McCarthy's gone. We have an interim speaker. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi never left the Speaker's office. She refused to. Now, finally, her staff is taking her stuff out of the Speaker's office, which will leave it empty until a new Speaker is appointed or elected, I should say. There's some speculation that Donald Trump may agree to take that post. I would love to see that happen. It's an incredibly powerful position and would position him even better to be elected President of the United States the next go-around. A lot of speculation about who the next speaker will be. It's a Speaker of the House is third is second in line after the vice president to be in line of succession if something should happen to the president. Very powerful position, isn't it, Chance?
Very much so. What were the grounds behind the removal of Mr. McCarthy?
Well, I don't have the details in front of me, but in a general context, it was Speaker McCarthy did not perform and do the things he said he would do when he was running for that office.
Well, you know, for him to get that position, remember that he had to sign a document saying that he would do this and do this and do this and do this. And I think that's probably he went the other direction, the positive direction. That might be why he was removed.
Right, right. Well, regardless, he's out. We have an interim Speaker of the House. Who will serve until, well, I know Tuesday is the first opportunity. Tuesday the 10th is the first opportunity to elect a new speaker, which may or may not happen that particular day. But there's been speculation for more than a year that Donald Trump could become the Speaker of the House. That I look at that as a good thing, despite all of Trump's deficiencies, the main one being his pride and support of the COVID clot shot in Operation Warp Speed. We have a about an hour break. When we get back from the break, I want to hear what's new and greatest at Simply Clean Foods. We'll be right back.
Yes.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The news product I'm offering, this is a health-related product, is the Rife Technology Electromagnetic Radio Frequency Devices. The grandnephew of Royal Rife, that would be Matthew Rife, has become my regular Friday guest. Will be, once again, with schedule changes Friday. He'll be on the first hour Friday at 0700 Central Time. Marie Lasseter has a disregard. He'll be on at 0900 Central Time on Friday. And Marie Lasseter will be on at 0700. So we got a schedule change there. So anyway, Friday morning will be an interesting, very information-filled hour, as always. My Columbus Day sale on Energy Cleaners is in effect right now. It goes until midnight the 9th. This one's a little different. Listen carefully. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you order using PayPal. You can place your order at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line. My order takers don't have a clue about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order. It's 800-592-9543. Filling with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. What's the latest and greatest at Simply Clean Foods, Chance?
Well, sir, we are also having a sale, but before we talk about that, John, I you did notice that the sound today has been crystal clear, correct?
It's been beautiful, yes. What are you doing different?
Here's what I'd like to report. I am not getting paid by Starlink to say this. So I received the satellite dish from Starlink on Monday and installed it. Very, very easy to install. Downloaded the app, and I was done within 30 minutes. I mean, it was really that simple. Here's what I've noticed. My bandwidth, John, has gone through the roof. There are no cut out in the phones either, because you can hook connect your phones to the Starlink through Wi-Fi, and the signal is crystal clear. And I've got five different devices now attached to the Starlink. So if there are people out there, your listeners, that have been getting taken advantage of by their wireless carriers, we had Verizon, John. It was $200 a month to get the Wi-Fi and the routers and all that stuff, right? So this is like $100 a month. It's half the price, better service, better signal. And guess what? Doesn't rely on cell towers. So when cell towers go down, you lose your signal. I had a cloudy day yesterday. Not a problem at all. So that's what I wanted to report if people were interested. As far as our Columbus Day sale, we do have some items we've never put on sale before that I'd like to offer. And this also expires at midnight tonight, and that's our dairy. So our wonderful clean butter powder, our sour cream powder, our cream cheese powder, and our heavy cream powder. Now write those down. Those four, the butter, the sour cream cheese, and heavy cream powder, we're going to do buy two, get one free. Buy two of those, you're going to get one completely free. Use the code LIBERTYMAN. You're going to receive another discount on top of that. So that expires every night. I would encourage people to take advantage of that, because those items, a lot of people don't have in their food storage. They're very important, very, very important to put together meals. And that's what we have.
All right, way to go. Well, you continue to do excellent work down there, have excellent products at an excellent price. And I encourage everybody to go to my website, thelibertyman.com, go to the Simple Clean Foods section, and do a little shopping. As I mentioned a number of times in the past year or so, we're really, really at a price parity between grocery store items and the high-quality freeze-dried food, aren't we?
We are, and that continues to escalate. I didn't mention, but I think I did the week before, the prices of food, John, on the West Coast are so out of control. I don't know how people feed their families. I truly don't. But yeah, you know, we did the math. We've already done the math. So let's just take our broccoli, cauliflower, corn, asparagus, all of our vegetables. They are at parity with the price that you would buy in the grocery store. The difference is, the broccoli and cauliflower you buy at the grocery store is going to last 3 days. That's it. Then it turns into something that looks like an alien. Our food, you can open, reseal, and that food is still good for up to 6 months without refrigeration. So a huge difference right there, and folks need to prepare.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. The war in Ukraine seems to be taking the back pages in mainstream news, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Before, you couldn't turn, to any channel without hearing something about it, especially from the left. But yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. But what I do know is, you know, this should not be. We just need to get out of there. This is not our war. It's not our responsibility. Let them fight this themselves. Right? It has nothing to do with us at all.
That's right. Let them fight themselves. Well, okay. Getting back to the mask wearing in California, it did say 99 out of 100 men, women, and children were all wearing masks in California.
Yeah, everywhere you look, everyone's wearing masks. I mean, you might see that rare unicorn, you know, that's not wearing a mask, but everyone else is. And John, again, it's not just like when they're out in public. Like, we went to a local restaurant. The servers told us they were still required now to wear masks, but all of the patrons as well, right? It just seems like so many people have been duped, and there's going to be consequences, right, in the future.
Well, was there dots on the floor to keep people 6 feet apart, for example?
Yes. Those are still there. If you're in line at this one restaurant to get espresso, you had to stand 6 foot away from the person in front of you.
And what happened if you didn't?
Oh, I don't know. Where they have the COVID police show up? I don't know, John, but I'm sure someone in front of you or behind you would probably give you a nice little scowl. It's just everywhere you look. And you know, I was told by my neighbor there, her neighbor there, that it actually decreased for a long time. It's just because of this new variant now and the scare that they're putting into the lives of the local people there that they're doing this again. I hope that shutdowns don't come soon.
Were there the plexiglass barriers also at the checkout places?
Yeah. So anytime that you're, especially in the restaurants, right, they'll slide your coffee, for example, in this case, in a little hole, and you speak through a piece of plexiglass that's got a few holes in it. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Well, you must have complied with the 6 foot distancing, so because you didn't get the scowls.
I didn't comply, John. Oh. You've known me for a while. I guess I'm just, in the military I followed orders, but as I get older, I tend to challenge things. I just walked right up and there were two people in front of me, and I stood behind the last person, and I didn't care. You know, what am I going to do? I wasn't wearing a mask either. So, you know, you got to stand up for what's right. Either that, you know, what's that old expression? Either you stand for something or fall for anything.
Exactly. Well, that's fascinating. And of course, if adults do it, it causes temporary harm. But for a child, a prepubescent child, it causes permanent, non-reversible brain damage because of the lack of oxygen. That's simply not acceptable, is it?
It's not. And breathing your own carbon dioxide is not healthy. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. And on top of it, those paper masks, you know, they call the face diapers, they're usually blue or white. They don't even work, right?
No.
They don't even work. So it's just extremely upsetting to see. But I just find it so ironic that the people that seem to be paying attention in the rural areas here in Texas, completely set apart from the mass amount of sheep out there that they'll follow their commands.
Yes, absolutely. Well, did you have conversations with any of these mask-wearing people or not?
You know, I didn't. It's not that I wouldn't, but the conversation wasn't invited. No, I you know, we talk in our own circles, of course. You know, my son-in-law and my wife, we talk in our own circles, and I did talk to the neighbor a little bit about it, the one that wasn't wearing a mask. The conversation needs to be had. And I think there's a now, John, don't you agree? There's enough information. You're doing it every day. There's enough information out there. People are slowly starting to wake up from their slumber, understanding and realizing that this whole thing was a farce. What do you say?
Well, it was, and I don't believe enough people wake up quick enough. I don't believe that. We're into the next COVID lockdown coming up. I understand that Sam's Club is restricting how many rolls of toilet paper you can buy. Have you heard that?
No, I didn't know that. I was at Costco yesterday, and they didn't have anything like that. And there were no restrictions. So you believe then, what you just said, though, is the next set of lockdowns is going to happen soon?
Oh, they have to. They have to have the lockdowns and the next COVID 2.0 in order to have the mail-in ballots. They have to have another pandemic. They can't justify the mail-in ballots unless they do that first.
Oh, you're right. I see. Yeah, that's the agenda. I get it.
That's it. It's coming. They're going to make it just as real as they did the first time, and they'll have enough people comply with it that they'll be successful to have the mail-in ballots. I believe we'll see.
Well, and there's talk. You've heard this. There's talk of allowing illegal aliens who are not citizens of this country to be able to vote in this next election for the most important office in the United States. I cannot believe any Supreme Court, even one that has been, that's leaning left. I can't believe any Supreme Court would allow that to happen. What do you think?
Well, I hope not. It would be an absolute disaster. But here's what would really happen. The illegals would be registered to vote, but they may or may not vote. The Democrats will vote on their behalf is what will happen. That's what's already been happening. People think the illegals are voting, that's simply not the case. The Democratic Party votes on their behalf without their knowledge or consent.
Wow.
So
you say it. You just said that out loud, right? We all heard it, and we all heard it. How does that, people out there listening? How does that make you feel? Call in. How does that make you feel? What John just said. The system is broken. It's absolutely broken, and these people need to go.
It is, and that's my belief based on what I know, the people I've talked to. We're in deep doo doo, so to speak. It looks like Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to be running as a third party candidate, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I understand, and he is a Democrat, but he seems to be more moderate in his belief system. He has his views about the border, for example, that differ from most of theirs. I'd like to hear what he has to say. I'm not going to, make any decisions for a while. I've listened to him a little bit. But boy, does he have a heritage in the political world. And, he might be, I don't know, he might be a good choice.
We'll see. I don't think he has a chance of getting elected president, but he's going to take away votes from both the Republicans and the Democrats. It remains to be seen which has a higher percentage of votes he takes away, either Republicans or Democrats. Simply don't know. I think he'll hurt the Democrats worse than the Republicans. What do you think?
Well, what you just said, John, was that they're going to vote on behalf of, the illegals. So if they just vote Democrat and they check his box, that's maybe a viable option. I don't know. I just hope we get this, election laws under control, and the college, the Electoral College. There were some issues there in the last election, right? This should be simple. It's done all over the world in every country of the world. It should be really freaking simple. Show your ID, right? Showing that you are a citizen of the United States and it matches your ballot, and vote. That's how simple this is.
It is. Well, the socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims, as I refer to our opposition, they want to do away with Electoral College. They want to have direct election by the voters of the president, which of course would be democracy, which of course would be a massive disaster. The Electoral College is one of the things that keeps us from becoming a democracy, and we need to maintain the Electoral College, don't you think?
I do, John. We only have a few and they get another liberal voted in this next election, what happens to our country in the next 4 years, sir?
That's more speculation than I care to engage in. A lot is on the table. A lot is on the table. World War III, the economy, the culture war. There's a lot on the table. I see some hope in some recent court decisions. I see some hope in some of the candidates that are in place and could be elected. I see some hope in what's going on with Speaker of the House being unelected. I do see hope here and there. Here's our last break.
Well, the guy that Tucker just interviewed just said that if we lose the presidential election, we'll also lose a lot of our seats in the House and the Senate, and then it's all over. So that's what's going to happen. Be prepared, look out, and keep your powder dry.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Company will fix bayonets! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Chance, what words of wisdom do you want to leave our listeners with this week, sir, before we get away? You're on mute, Chance. Chance, you're on mute.
There we go. Thank you for that opportunity. Real quick, I just want to say, we talked about earlier this defeatist attitude that
we're starting to see, come on, folks, without you standing up for your belief system, without trying to make change in your own community, we're not going to get this fixed, right? You can't give up. Stand strong, not just for yourself and your family, but for your community and for your country.
All right. Well said. Well, thank you, Chance, as always. We look forward to having you back next week and getting caught up on what's going on at Simply Clean Feed Foods in the beautiful state of Texas, as always. And your observations and critique is always welcome.
Thank you.
So, anyway, have a great day. Have a great week next week, and we'll see you next week.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Top of the hour break coming up in about a minute and a half. We'll have my friend Professor McKinney. I've known Jim McKinney now for about 21 years or so. And he had a situation that I helped him with. That's how we first met. And I talk about Dr. Horowitz as a man with a brain on fire. Well, actually, I could say the same thing about Professor McKinney. He's the author of a dozen books. He's solved several mysteries, a 2,000-year-old mathematical mystery of how to find any prime number. He did that, and he published a book about it, a small book, using a simple paper-pencil method to find any prime number. You may say, what's the big deal, John? Well, here's the big deal. All computer encryption, whether it's your local bank or the CIA, the Bank of England, the KGB, is all based on prime numbers. What his method does is put at risk all computer encryption worldwide. How about that? The lines in the Nazca Desert in Peru, a mystery that goes back to World War II when airplanes first started flying over that area of the world. They had no reason to before. And these lines were first discovered. These are pictures of animals and other things on the desert floor made with rocks. You can't tell what they are from the ground, but once you're a couple thousand feet up, you can see that there's all these different animal shapes. A lot of speculation since 1945 or 1944 when they were first discovered. But he solved the mystery. They are fractal antennas. You may say, John, what's a fractal antenna? Well, you may recall your cell phone, when you first got one, had a little antenna you pulled up when you wanted to talk to somebody and pushed down when you were done. They no longer have that because fractal antennas have taken the place of that little pull-up antenna that cell phones had 20 years ago. Professor McKinney used to design antennas, so he knows about this type of technology. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.